On 6th of June, there was a major international programme in Normandy to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the landings on D-Day in 1944. This was attended by a group of lively D-Day veterans. Her Majesty the Queen joined the heads of state and heads of government from the nations involved in this momentous event in the history of the Second World War. The spirit of reconciliation and remembrance for all who died was evidenced by the presence of Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. This year we will mark the 100th anniversary of the start of the First World War. This great war began in Europe on the 28th of July 1914, and by the 12th of August the major powers of Europe were locked in a conflict of arms that was to become the bloodiest and most costly in human lives the world had seen, and which was rapidly spread to nearly every part of the globe. The Great War, the war to end all wars, claimed the lives of nearly 13 million, and off this awful total, nearly 745,000 came from Great Britain and Ireland. Death and suffering in wars and conflict today continue to blight our lives. In daily life, many people of all ages suffer pain through discrimination, bigotry, hatred, bullying, jealousy, family feuds and exploitation. In going about our daily lives, we all have the ability to ease suffering in the way we treat our fellow men and women through acts of love, kindness and compassion. As we go to back to work after the weekend and now look forward to the joys of summer holidays, please pause for thought and determine, as from now, to be kinder than necessary and never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them.